And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. In a controversial move, Maine lawmakers passed a bill last week that will protect abortionists who violate pro-life laws in other states, as well as those who provide or seek so-called gender reassignment procedures. The bill, LD 277, passed the state Senate 21-13 and the House 76-67 despite grave concerns raised by pro-life representatives. And sadly, but not surprisingly, Planned Parenthood affiliates in Maine lined up to defend the irresponsible bill under the guise of essential life-saving services. For the life of me, cannot understand how you call something designed to take the life of someone as life-saving. I mean, there is nothing life-affirming about expanding access to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy and subjecting confused minors to irreversible body-altering surgeries and hormones. The governor is expected to sign LD 277 into law. And in other news, a recent Gallup analysis has found that amid a soaring inflation rate and economic uncertainty, the United States now has the highest rate of food insecurity among the G7 nations. What a fun fact that is. One in four Americans reported instances in the past year when they couldn't afford enough food to feed their families. Data from the USDA shows 17 million households struggled to put meals on the table in 2022, a distressing 2.6% increase from the previous year. You want to start a communist nation? Start making things unaffordable for the majority. The Biden administration's response, a paltry $1.7 billion package aimed at ending hunger by 2030. A mere drop in the bucket compared to the proposed $7.3 trillion federal budget in 2024. Band-aid fixes. That's what this administration's about. Meanwhile, in a stunning display of poor judgment, that's pretty much all we've been talking about today, but another one, a high school in Albuquerque allowed a drag performer to give a highly inappropriate sexualized dance. Is there another kind they give? At a prom event attended by minors. Students reported that the performer twerked on attendees, exposed their crotch area, and removed a breast pad to dab their face, all while wearing revealing skimpy attire. Now that's exactly what our kids need to see, huh? And another head scratcher, researchers at UCLA have apparently discovered that same-sex couples face disproportionate risks from the speculative effects of climate change, like wildfires, floods, and strong winds. How about that? Their reasoning? Well, gay couples tend to live in coastal cities that are supposedly more vulnerable to natural disasters. Talk about factual information when you need to make some up. That's today's Wretched News Break. I can't take any more. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.